Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Many people feel uncomfortable at funerals. I remember hearing a comedian quip that he read a poll which said that the number one fear of Americans is public speaking, and the number two fear is death. He laughed, "So that means people would rather be in the casket than give the eulogy." A lot of people don't like funerals, and the reason I hear most often is that people don't quite know what to say. "I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to say something insensitive. I don't want to compound their pain." Have you ever felt like that? What do you say at a funeral? Someone's mother, someone's spouse, someone's child, someone's friend is lying there in the casket. The family is grieving and aching. They'll have an empty chair at the dinner table during the holidays. They won't be able to make more memories with that loved one. Death has seen to that, and death seems so final and scary. Jesus had shown up at a funeral, and in a small interaction with a woman named Martha, whose brother had just died a few days before, Jesus gave her the words that truly comforted her. He said to her, "Your brother will rise again." How could Jesus say such a thing? Martha's brother had died. Isn't death the end? Not at all. Jesus himself died. He was nailed to a cross, and after hours of enduring the physical pain of execution and the full wrath of God, he gave up his life. But he didn't stay dead. No, he walked out of his grave, and he promises that all who put their faith in him will do the same one day. That is the greatest comfort that I have as a Christian, and that is what I share with those who are grieving the loss of a fellow Christian. They will rise again. Dear Jesus, be with those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. Surround them with people who will comfort them with your promise of a resurrection. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.